Okay, the fourth element, that was fire. The fourth element is that of wind or air. These days, I call this the wind element for a couple of reasons. First, wind is what the word vayo actually means. The Sanskrit, Pali, vayo, comes from vata, which is connected with the Latin ventus, and from there we get our English words like ventilation and vent. Vayo doesn't mean air in the usual sense of our atmosphere. It's air in the sense of wind. It's moving air. In fact, it's not the air, but the movement itself. Vayo is the element of motion. In Indo-Tibetan meditation, yoga, and medicine systems, there's a great deal that's based on the notion of wind, or the experience of moving energy inside the body. Obviously, you know, you've got the circulation of the blood, the digestion of food, etc. This movement is all vayo, along with all the literal winds in the body, you know, the burps, the farts, and the rumbling intestines. That is also wind, of course. But there are subtler energies moving around as well. For example, there are the nervous energies that move in correspondence with our emotions, that are moving right now in correspondence with our emotions. And just for example, when we're aroused by hatred or craving, even very slightly, something physical happens in the body, and we can notice these physical changes. In recent years, I've learned that when my body heat starts rising in a certain kind of way, it's because I'm starting to feel oppressed somehow. Next thing, I start noticing that I'm feeling irritated or upset. But if I can notice that subtle sign, that subtle heat first, then I can say to myself, whoa, Karmala Sheela, be careful. Protect yourself. Watch out you don't do something silly. And on my good days, when I can actually listen to my own advice, I can save myself some trouble. Usually at that stage, it's not hard to make an adjustment. For example, maybe I'm cooking or I'm doing some kind of task, but I'm feeling a bit impatient for some reason, and my mind is only half on the job. If I see the signs, the physical signs, it's quite obvious that if I just get more impatient, I'm just going to suffer. And seeing it, catching it, if you like, at that stage, I can quite easily relax. It's when it goes past that stage and I've already got into an impatient, irritated mood that it's much more difficult to relax it. And for me, the transformation of emotion isn't just a case of avoiding causing trouble. It's also about staying with the Dharma, staying with reality itself. If I get too upset, and I can, it's much harder to recall the Dharma. I just get stuck in that upset state. I know that in theory I should be able just to look straight into any mental state, even the most extreme negative state, and just see, you know, that it's something conditioned. It's something empty. It's something which I simply don't need to get involved with. I should be able to see it, but it actually was never like that in the first place. And on a good day, that can be done. But it's still very difficult because I'm often so attached to my emotions and I forget the spaciousness of everything. And the practice which helps me create spaciousness is this recollection of the elements, including this vayo dhatu, this element of movement, of continual, ceaseless movement. The practice helps me to stay in touch, in a friendly way, with my real nature. In my meditation book, I wrote about the absent-minded professor sort of person, who's always thinking and he forgets, or she forgets, the physical world around. And if I'm not careful, I get rather like that. I can get cut off from the nature in me. I need to stay aware of the wind element, which is so vast, it's so extensive, and so somehow multidimensional. And I've not told you the half of it, because as well as subtle physical energies, there is the movement of the mind, as it darts here and there. There's the movement of the mind within itself, in the form of thoughts and perceptions. And all that is also the vayo, dhatu. But we'll come back to that later, because we actually still have two elements to go.